U.S. officials are looking to Pakistan in the investigation of the bombing of U.S. embassies in East Africa. A suspect in the bombing was detained in Pakistan yesterday, but investigators are warning not to jump to any conclusions. The administration has urged caution in pointing fingers toward any geographic or ethnic group in connection with the attacks, and cites the Oklahoma City bombing as an example of how first impressions can be quite wrong. But privately, some terrorist experts say these bombings could well have been the work of Middle East-based terrorists. And one man's name keeps coming up, as we hear in this report from NPR's Eric Weiner.
Osama bin Laden comes from a wealthy Saudi Arabian family that made its fortune in the construction business. But from an early age, bin Laden had other aspirations. In 1979, at the age of 22, he joined the ranks of the so-called Arab Afghans, young Arab men who traveled to Afghanistan to fight alongside the Mujahideen, the rebels who fought against and ultimately defeated Soviet troops. Arab Afghans like bin Laden received training and arms from the CIA, a move that U.S. officials may now regret. Abdelmonem Said Ali is director of the Al-Aram Center for Strategic Studies in Cairo.
They are familiar with a very sophisticated types of training that was allowed to them by the CIA. So in a way, you have here like a genie that came out of the portal that you nourished for some period of time. I'm not only in the United States, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, during the time of fight against communism, and we are now paying for it.
After the war in Afghanistan, some Arab Afghans used their training to fight for Muslim causes elsewhere in the world, in places like Chechnya and Bosnia. Osama bin Laden returned to his native Saudi Arabia, where he spoke out against the Saudi royal family. In 1991, bin Laden was forced into exile, first in Yemen, then in Sudan, and now in Afghanistan, where he's a guest of the fundamentalist Taliban regime. From his heavily guarded base in Afghanistan's Kandahar region, bin Laden controls a business empire reportedly worth $250 million. Eli Carmon is an analyst with the International Institute for Counterterrorism in Tel Aviv.
We know that he is very rich, that his family controls a huge building company in Saudi, and he is very opposed to the regime in Saudi Arabia. He's collaborating with all the opposition groups which are active in the Gulf, in Afghanistan, and also in Europe.
FBI agents believe bin Laden may have funneled money to Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, the Egyptian cleric imprisoned in the U.S. for masterminding the 1994 World Trade Center bombing. U.S. investigators also suspect bin Laden may have been behind the bombing in 1996 of a U.S. airbase in Saudi Arabia that killed 19 American airmen. Bin Laden denies any involvement in these attacks, and so far no evidence implicating him has been made public. But bin Laden has made his hatred for the U.S. clear. He says he wants U.S. troops out of the Persian Gulf, especially his native Saudi Arabia, where some 5,000 U.S. troops are based. Bin Laden is also demanding an end to U.S. support for Israel. This past February, bin Laden formed a kind of coalition of six militant Islamic groups from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, and Egypt. In mid-May, bin Laden published a fatwa, or religious decree, calling on all Muslims to force U.S. troops from the Persian Gulf. He later said, in an interview with ABC News, that he and his allies plan to target American civilians.
We believe that the biggest thieves in the world are Americans, and the biggest terrorists on earth are the Americans. The only way for us to fend off these assaults is by using similar means. We do not differentiate between those dressed in military uniforms and civilians. They're all targets in this fatwa.
There is no evidence, at least none made public, that links bin Laden to the recent bombings at the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. But privately, U.S. officials say he's an obvious suspect. He has repeatedly threatened U.S. interests. And unlike many who make such threats, Osama bin Laden has the means to carry them out. This is Eric Weiner, NPR News, Cairo.